Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Good morning. It is, what, the three people's names who just got mentioned
good
on the radio.
Good morning. Yes, Beth, which is myself. You're probably sick of hearing me on the radio. And also Jason Roses, hello.
Hello. Yes, I'm excited to be back again. They've had us back, so I think we did well enough yesterday.
Dress code this morning. We've come into work in our pajamas.
Mm-hmm. And can I just say, Ellie, you have won the competition. Yes. Hands down, yes. You're wearing a pair of pajamas that say, what do they say?
Happy little Vegemite. They are Peter Alexander pajamas. And as soon as I saw them in the shop, I was like, I have to buy these. And my husband's gone, are you going to wear them in public? I went, yeah, it's true. I'm actually going to Pulp Kitchen for breakfast this morning. I have no other change of clothing.
Oh, didn't think about that one.
I love that. Can I just say, after seeing your track pants, I wanted to have Vegemite and toast, but this station has no Vegemite in the whole building.
It's
that is
outrage.
So un-Australian.
What are we going to do? look, massive shout out to the Raiders. What a game last night. Like, I have no fingernails left because with 7 minutes to go, it looked like the game was all over. Like, they were 14 points down.
Yeah, they really can fight back. I've been really impressed with that this season. And it would have been freezing for them out there too. So, top of 8 degrees yesterday and lots of wins. I'm proud of them. They fought through the cold.
The wind was so frosty. I was working all yesterday and it was like so cold. Every time I got back in my car, just turned the heater on. Maximum degrees.
Well, you looked out towards the Brindabellas and it just was covered in clouds and we're going to wake up this morning, there'll be snow.
Too cold.
Definitely. I'm so jealous of everyone who's like actually at the snow this weekend.
No, but look, keep on listening to Canberra's Hit 104.7. We've got a big show, including we've got dinners at Sage Restaurant giveaway.
Ten course meal.
Truffle.
Like, this is an incredible prize, so keep listening for your chance to win that. We are talking massage etiquette. Canberra could be making the Monopoly board. And next, we're going to be catching up with a guy who, him and his wife, they've actually lost a whole bunch of weight. We want some motivation.
They're like Canberra's power couple. Can't wait to talk to them.
So keep on listening to Canberra's Hit 104.7.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
And I know in winter it can be very, very hard to, you know, get motivated to get fit, and right now on Instacam with Ellie Mobbs, Beth and Jason Roses, we're going to get some motivation.
Okay, guys, so you know how everything is about losing weight and everyone's on like these new health kicks.
Mm-hmm.
I've struggled for years to lose weight, but there is this couple. So between them, they're a Canberra's power couple. Well, they're actually from Googong. They have lost 57 kilos between themselves in 12 months.
What?
And they've got 4 kids under 4. Can you believe it?
That is incredible.
That is an impressive effort.
Impressive effort. So we've actually got one half of that power couple, Pat, on the phone. Pat from Googong. How are you, Pat?
Good, guys. How are you?
Hey, Pat, I know that you have a wife and all, so don't take this the wrong way, but I wish that I could see a picture of you right now. I wish I could see you in front of me because it sounds like you are in fine shape.
Oh, I was a couple of weeks ago towards the end of one of the challenges that we go to, but I'm in a bulking stage at the moment, which we call this off period, I guess a bulking stage in our house before we start the next challenge. So, yeah.
So, Pat, can I just ask, during this period, what was like the hardest thing for you and your wife? Because it's over the last 12 months, you've lost 57 kilos. What was the hardest thing you found?
Oh, it's just routine, really. I'm trying to keep in routine. When we first started dieting, it was really the first couple of weeks was a struggle. We were hangry, we had the kids. but once you get through that really hard period, that first 2 weeks, you just adopt to it and it just becomes normal, to be honest.
Mm. And with the kids, yeah. Were they also kind of eating the healthy food as well? Were you trying to ensure that...
Three out of four of them were. Our three-year-old, he's three and he's 25 kilos, so it's hard for him to keep... on the healthy food, but they are definitely adapting to it as well.
Okay, so what I want to know is obviously losing weight, you know, is great aesthetically, but think about the bigger picture for health reasons and things like that. How do you feel different as a person? Like, do you feel that you sleep better? Do you feel that, you know, you have more energy and stuff?
Absolutely, yeah. So not snoring anymore is a major factor.
Yeah, wow.
That's gone. Just good around work. We run a family business and it's just so much more active. Just being stronger in general, it really helps, you know, with getting loads off and things like that. So Yeah, it's a huge life changer. We feel great. The kids adapt to it. She tells her teachers at school, kindergarten, that she doesn't have a fat dad anymore.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, she's so
bless.
Proud of you.
So proud.
They're very proud. The two older two that understand, they are really proud. It's really good.
So, Pat, the hardest thing I find when losing weight is the meal prep. And I've been to your house at dinner time. It's like feeding time at Jurassic Park. So the kids are wild. So how did you do the meal prep? How did you find that? Because for me, that takes like 2 to 3 hours every Sunday.
Yeah, so we only do it daily. And if we can't do it, we've got meals in the fridge. So we get meals out of, there's a local guy in Erindale. He cooks great meals, macro fresh foods, healthy meals. They're the right macros of what you should be eating a day when you're dieting.
Mm.
We also try them new foods when we don't have the time to get our meals ready.
Mm. During winter, it is very difficult to be motivated because it's so cold in the morning. Like
freezing.
It's like 8 degrees as a top yesterday. So what's your final tip to motivate people to get out there and just do it?
Give it to us, Pat.
Oh, well, we do F45.
Yes.
And
love
that
F45.
The cult.
It's a cult. Yeah. You've just become adapted to it. We are from Queanbeyan. We love it. Any F45 gym is great. We all compete against each other at this thing called playoffs every 8 to 12 weeks. Just get into it, F45. You just become adapted to it where you feel like you have to lose weight to be competitive with the other competitors.
Awesome. And if anyone needs any more extra motivation this morning, can we just sing a line of Let's Get Physical, Physical.
Okay, woo! No,
let's
no singing, Beth.
Physical.
I can't turn your mic off, Beth.
Well done, guys.
Thank you so much for that, Pat. We really appreciate it.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
So, guys, we're going to talk walk of shame. And I think we've all, once in our lives, done a bit of a walk of shame. And about a week ago, I have a very embarrassing story. I went out and I left my car in Braddon. So then at home, called an Uber and I was like, do I put my shoes on? I was like, no, it's fine because the Uber driver will drop me off right to my car on Lonsdale Street in Braddon.
Oh, no.
Anyway, Uber driver took me to Mort Street. So I had to walk barefoot.
Okay.
Around Lonsdale Street happened the longest line in the world because it was the spilt milk lineup. Everyone is judging me head to toe. I was walking barefoot, and instead of going to my car, I felt like getting a jam donut from Barrio.
Really hope the jam donut was worth it.
It was literally the best jam donuts in the world. And everyone was judging me, and this lady looked at me, and I was like, she's judging my ugly feet. It was the most embarrassing story. So I will never again go to the city barefoot ever again.
You've been barred from Barrio.
Absolutely.
Unless you've got appropriate clothing on.
Okay, the most embarrassing thing happened to me last year. We actually had a Disney party at work, and I wore this like little mini jumpsuit. I dressed up as Bambi, so I literally had like Bambi makeup on, and I had these massive knee thigh boots. Went out, stayed at a house of the boy I was seeing at the time, was running late for work, and literally didn't have anything to get changed into. So can you imagine me, right, running in? I was like, it's fine, no one's here. There are about five guys fixing the air conditioning. They're in the hallway. I'm literally running because we were about, like, it was a minute till I had to talk, and I was like, I gotta talk. I'm running through, and they're pissing themselves laughing.
And that is why Beth is never let allowed again to another work function.
I know, she's been barred
or party.
Them.
Absolutely.
Well, look, we want to hear your walk of shame stories.
Ooh.
131060, and we're going to hook up the best story with Dinner for Two at Sage Restaurant, the beautiful restaurant at Gorman House.
Amazing.
Like, this is an incredible price. And it's not just like one course. You get 10 courses. It's a truffle degustation. Ugh. Order celebrate truffle month at Sage Restaurant.
Yum. And if you're doing a walk of shame right now, we definitely want to hear from you. 131060, give us a call.
You can confess to us. It is a safe place. And I feel it's only appropriate right now that we hit play. On Pink.
Oh, perfect.
Love it.
This is Canberra's Hit 104.7. It is Instacan. Good morning.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
So, guys, 13, 10, 60, if you're doing a walk of shame right now, we want to hear from you. If you're in the city, give us a call.
Yeah, you had an embarrassing moment recently
in
Braddon.
Mm-hmm.
You've basically been barred from the suburb.
I was barefoot in Braddon.
Wouldn't have been the first time.
No.
We're taking your calls right now, 13, 10, 60.
13, 10, 60. I believe you're doing a walk of shame right now.
I am doing a walk of shame. I'm walking right back into my house right now. I'm just getting home from Civic.
That is an epic session. Well done. Where did you go last night?
Oh, where didn't I go?
Man about town.
A little bit of Cube, hit up the 80s bar. It was a great night.
Cube is always a good time. And have you noticed that when you go there, every guy takes their shirt off, like they go to the dance floor and they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you see me there, Beth? Are you talking about me?
No, Lewis, guys, I was responsible last night. I promise. This is awkward.
That must have been last weekend.
So, Lewis, did you get any food, Macca's, sombrero when you left Q before you went home?
Of course. I'm holding my Macca's bag right now as I'm walking into my house. Mm. Got some Macca's on my way home.
What did you order? Tell us.
Hash browns, of course. Has to.
Yum.
The only way to go.
That's it.
Well, you go and get some sleep, Lewis.
Thank you. I will. I think that's the best thing for me right now.
And a couple of Powerades as well. Hey, Lewis, congratulations. We're going to hook you up with dinner for two at Sage Restaurant. Maybe if you did meet someone last night, take them along there. Woo them, because not only is it one of the greatest restaurants in Canberra, but you're going to enjoy the 10-course truffle degustation or to celebrate truffle month.
If you do not get a second date after that, then I do not know what's wrong with them.
Yum, yum, yum.
Exciting news for Canberra, because there's talk of a Canberra Monopoly board. We've been brainstorming all of the pieces, what's going to go where on the board. We're going to chat about that next. So don't go anywhere.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
This is a show all about celebrating Canberra and things that are happening this weekend. And big news out of the Gold Coast, actually. The Monopoly board game maker Winning Moves are launching a board game for the Goldie.
Ew, we don't need one of those.
So we need one for Canberra then.
Absolutely. So
you definitely need one.
The spokesman from there has come out saying basically other cities of Australia are in consideration, and Canberra's definitely up there.
We're the capital. We have to have one.
100%.
See, that's a problem. Canberra is forgotten. No one knows Canberra is the capital. This is the best city in Australia. So we need to talk about what we think, I reckon, should be on this Canberra Monopoly board.
Well, Jason Roses, you are an established real estate agent. You do the auctions. So
thank you, doll.
I feel like you would be in charge of coming up with, you know, who's going to take Mayfair?
The expensive suburbs. So I'm going to go, because I think on Monopoly there's two. So Red Hill and Forest Mayfair, those two. And then I'm also thinking the jail. We need to have a jail. So the Alexander McConaughey Centre. So if you get sent to jail, that's where you're going.
And they have a gym in their jail, by the way.
They have a gym, apparently.
I feel like I need to commit a crime.
Please don't.
No.
What? They're going to free gym membership.
Mate, then you can't do this show.
Go to Club Online.
I can do it live from jail.
What do you think, Betho? You've got some cool ideas.
I want to talk about the playing icons. So I reckon we got to have those go boats. You know the go boats that go around like Lake Billy Griffin and Kingston?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, like cute little boats.
I think kangaroos is a playing piece, because there are so many kangaroos in Canberra.
They all ruin our cars. Hit one this morning driving to work along Phillip Avenue, that cheeky little bugger.
And I also reckon ice skates, because it's so cold. Like, I know that like we don't actually ice skate on the ice, but it's just, you know, it's cold, so it makes sense.
You've missed one vital one, Beth.
What's that?
Well, you mentioned it off the air.
Yes, all the Belcon and Dick Owl.
I mean, this is the most popular one.
Can we say that?
Train stations wise, we could have the light rail. There could be the Kingston, you know, Canberra train station, and also the Yarralumla play park, because there's a miniature train there, so technically that works.
Oh, cute.
Act2AGL would be the electricity one, and nightclubs.
Love it. Mooseheads.
Okay, but what about like the cheap $50 ones that you can buy on the old school? What do we reckon?
Beth?
Sorry, Sharnwood.
Sharnwood
Dunlop, if you're listening. I'm sorry.
They do have a really good chicken shop there.
They do. And the Domino's there is one of the biggest in Australia. Did you know that? The Domino's down at Charnwood, one of the biggest in the country.
Look, keep an eye out for Canberra, the Monopoly board game. We will send the suggestions through to Winning Moves, and hopefully it becomes a thing.
We'll get
hopefully also that I land on Red Hill and there's a really like nice hot guy there that I can marry and live happily ever after.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's InstaCan. InstaCan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Happy Sunday. I tell you what, if I had a dollar for every single time I said, oh my gosh, it's so cold since I've bloody lived in this city, I would be a millionaire by now.
That's how you can afford a house on Red Hill.
Exactly.
I wish that was the case. But it has been freezing this weekend, right?
Rug up, everyone. That's my advice. Get a warm cup of Milo or a warm cup of coffee and just snuggle in bed all day.
Big win last night for our boys, the Raiders, the Green Machine.
Yes. Yay.
Can you believe they brought it back?
Congrats.
Like 7 minutes to go, I thought it was all over, and then all of a sudden, Blake Austin comes out, wins it.
That they are the best matches because you don't expect it. You're like about to fall asleep and you're like, woo!
100%. So we're all on board the Green Machine bandwagon, and we want to get on board a team for the Kanga Cup as well.
Yes. Yeah,
because now this is like the biggest soccer festival in the Southern Hemisphere.
Huge.
6,000 kids.
Wow. And it all kicks off this afternoon. The big opening ceremony is happening at the AIS. And we would love to get behind a team. So 131060, kids, mums and dads, give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you.
Give us a call, yes. If you're playing in the Kanga Cup or you're a coach or a mum or dad, we want to hear from you.
It is InstaCan on Canberra's Hit 104.7, celebrating all things in Canberra.
Hit 104.7's InstaCan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's InstaCan. InstaCan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
This is a show celebrating all things Canberra and today the opening ceremony of the biggest youth soccer festival in the Southern Hemisphere, the Kanga Cup. It's that time of year again.
It is absolutely massive. There are 6,000 kids there, they reckon, 365 teams from all around the world. So not even just Canberra, it's everywhere.
And look, forget the World Cup soccer and getting behind some, you know, amazing country. We're all about the local sporting teams. I'm getting behind the under 10 girls, Madura South.
Aww.
How adorable.
Cute. That's
go,
cute.
Girls, the little girls, get out there
so
and
cute.
Score some goals.
Rough them up. I'm going for the Gingalan United Football Club under 10 Storm. Go the Storms.
On 131060, Beck in Baiwong. Who do we need to get behind?
We've got Belconnen United, the under 13.
Guys or girls?
Boys.
The boys?
Okay.
What position does your son play?
Wherever my husband puts him at the time.
Is hubby the coach?
Yeah, hubby's the coach.
Oh.
my son's a bit of a, you know, you never want your husband to be a coach because it gets a little bit passionate in my house.
You can only imagine.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's nuts. So, but he normally, my son normally tries to play midfield and he's a bit of a long-haired lout, but loves his footy.
So does it get like super competitive on the oval between parents?
We've had a few interesting things where some parents have asked us if they want to take us off to the side for a minute.
Oh wow.
My God!
Whoa!
we've had a few fun things like that.
Okay.
But nothing too much lately, which is a good thing.
Michelle from Corwell, who's the Kanga Cup team we need to get behind?
Brindabella Blues, under 11 Red Eagles.
Oh, go the Eagles! I love the name. They've already got my tick.
Yeah, eagles are a good animal. I like the eagles much better than the hawks. I don't like hawks. Ugh.
Michelle, how can the boys play in such cold weather? Are you worried?
I'm not worried at all. I mean, they do it season after season, so they're conditioned for it.
And they're tough kids.
I mean, they're tough kids and we're used to the cold. It's good, yeah.
I remember growing up and playing hockey and soccer, and it would be like -7, and all I was wearing is a tiny little skirt. You got your socks pulled up and a shirt, and it is amazing how your body adapts and you just get used to it and it becomes your daily attire.
Absolutely.
Well, we're bred tough in Canberra. Good luck to the Eagles. Hopefully they can take out a win.
Thank you very much. Hopefully we can.
Best of luck to all the teams competing in the Kanga Cup over the next week. It is such a fantastic tournament to see here in Canberra. Now, look, guys, here on my little InstaCan run sheet, it's got what's coming up on the show. And all I can see is the next break. It says, Jason... Sugar daddies.
Well, everybody loves a good sugar daddy. Now, so.
I know exactly where this is going to go. It's going to involve Beth.
No, what? No one even
chat about it. Straight
me.
Hit 104.7's InstaCan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
So guys, sugar daddies. And for those who don't know what a sugar daddy is, it's basically a mature, slightly older gentleman or man.
I love the way he says mature.
Mature. With, a bit of money. So I was with my girlfriends the other night and one of them is on one of these dating websites, a sugar daddy dating website.
So, I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's like the sugar daddy Tinder.
Correct.
Whoa. Oh my gosh, that's a thing? What's it called?
I forget what it was called, but basically I said, can you log into your profile? So not only can you search by age, but you can search by net worth.
What?
So you can search if you're looking for someone worth 0 to 1 million, 5 to 10, and the maximum is $100 million plus. So I was like, doll.
$100 million.
So my friend was like, what should I do? I was like, doll, if you're going to do it, just go. Just get the most richest man out there. So we set her up for $100 million plus. So Beth, my question is, I've got a man. I've got an ideal man for you, doll. He's 90 years old.
90!
90 years old.
90!
Private jet. He will pay you whatever you want, buy you clothes. Could you see yourself with a sugar daddy?
What do you have to do? Like, can you just hang out with him and go on dates? Like, he could just be like my grandpa.
He just wants someone to hang out with.
And it's nothing intimate has to happen.
Well, you go to play bingo and, you know.
Correct.
Bit of croquet down at the Hyatt.
Oh my gosh, boring. But if it's in his private jet, it might be fun.
And there's $20 million sitting in a trust account for you.
Oh. Think about the Instagram pictures, though, like Jennifer's flying over Canberra, getting in my private jet with Grandpa.
See, I reckon, even though I'm in a relationship, I could possibly see myself with a sugar daddy. Yes.
Possibly. You've thought about it. You'd go there.
Take the jet to Italy for the weekend and, you know, give him a peck on the cheek. But anyway, that's my thought.
They say that everyone has a price. My price is $100 million.
That ain't 1060, if you're in.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Now, I don't want to underestimate my love for food, but I do feel like my friend last week drove way too far for food. So she lives in Casey. She goes, babe, can you come with me for a drive to Bard? And I was like, sure, no worries. What are you going for? Or she goes, oh, just to get groceries. Groceries in Barton, but babe, you live in Casey. That's like an hour drive there and back.
That's like 22 kilometres to drive just to get something that she could get from the crate shop.
Exactly.
Okay, that's some serious driving. Is it like a special grocer? Like, where is she going to get these groceries?
I thought she's like, okay, it's amazing. You're going to love it. So we arrive at the Barton Grocer, my first time there.
Mm. That's a lovely spot.
I mean, it is a nice spot.
Mm.
And she picked up this thing that had cut up celery and carrot. And she goes, oh, look how great it is. And I go, babe, that's just cut up vegetables. Like, you're literally paying for someone to cut up your food.
She heard of a knife?
Oh, she's like, oh, I just don't know how to do it that well, though. She goes, I can't cut it like they do.
Okay, that is some intense driving. But I must admit, when I used to live in Gungahlin, my all-time favourite food is Kingsley's Chicken. And there is none in Gungahlin, so I would drive from Gungahlin all the way to Belconnen just to get those awesome chips.
Unbelievable chicken, awesome chips. I've driven from Hackett to Belconnen.
And for the Kingsley's.
This was before all the freeways and everything. So.
But how good is their chicken? Can I just say, speaking of which.
I mean, we're not sponsored by them, but I could go some chicken right now. I had a friend when I lived in Perth. He was obsessed with Krispy Kreme donuts.
Mm.
Now, Perth didn't have Krispy Kreme at the time, so he flew from Perth to Melbourne.
You're kidding.
You're joking.
Bought 2 dozen Krispy Kreme donuts, spent 30 minutes at Melbourne Airport.
What?
Got on a flight back to Perth.
How much money did he have?
Too much.
Intense.
Why didn't he just pay someone going to Melbourne to, like, buy him some Krispy Kreme? Surely there would have been a better way.
He's the Homer Simpson of Perth at the time.
Oh, my God.
I reckon if you've been overseas for food, 131060, give us a call. I reckon someone's gone overseas just for food.
Absolutely. Well, look, how far did you go for food? Could be in Canberra. Could have been just 10 kilometres. We'd love to hear from you because we love to talk about food here. And we
every
will
day.
Look up someone with Dinner for Two at Sage Restaurant. Speaking of food, one of the most beautiful restaurants in this city.
So good.
And it's not just any old meal. It's a 10-course truffle degustation to celebrate Truffle Month. So 131060, how far did you go for food?
I can't wait to find out these stories. And also maybe go for a road trip between the next few songs.
We are going to get very hungry. I want some chips.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
I could not believe that last week my friend who lives in Casey drove all the way to Barton to get groceries.
Well, we've got David from Curtin on the phone. David, how far did you go for food?
Yeah, taking your calls on 13 1060.
Brisbane.
What?
What? From Canberra.
Wait, what's in Brisbane that you can't get in Canberra? I'm curious.
There is a particular burger chain, Carl's Jr.
Yes, big American burger chain, Carl's Jr. Have you guys heard of it?
Yeah. No, is it better than like In-N-Out?
Well, it's as big as In-N-Out, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, oh, look, I don't know how big it is, but I had it in the US like 10 years ago. And ever since, if I see it, I'll go and find it.
Is it better than Broad Burger?
I know.
Because that's like the epitome of burgers.
That's tough. I'm going to say it's different. But probably yes, yeah.
So you know how they have truffle dogs? Are you like a burger dog, Dave? Do you like you sniff out the burger chains?
I can sniff them out. Don't worry. I can find them. I can find them wherever they are.
The most important thing to ask, though, is when you got there, what did you order? I really hope that you got your money's worth after bloody flying to Brisbane.
I can't even remember what I ordered, but it was about $20 or $30 worth, so I dare say it was probably my money's worth.
Well, it sounds like an adventure for him to be going all the way to Brisbane, but I'm going to be going from Hackett to Canberra today.
For?
Little Theo's.
Best scallops in Canberra.
That's what I've heard, so that's why I'm driving to go on down there and check it out.
I've got a better idea. How about we just order an Uber right now? We'll give him the money. He can drive to Canberra, pick up the food, bring it back. Happy Sunday, girls.
Love potato sculpts for breakfast sounds like a good meal.
Mm-mm. Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Okay, I'm really annoyed because there have been a lot of celebrities breaking up this year.
There's been a lot.
And when they do it, they put out a statement. The latest one was Cheryl Cole and Liam Payne this week who broke up.
Yes,
and they announced it on social media and they say something along the lines of, "We would like to announce that we have gone our separate ways. Life has taken us on a different pathway. We have the most love and respect for each other. We're still the best of friends." Blah, blah. That is not what happens when you go through a breakup. Cut the BS, guys.
Okay, I think you're man-hating a little bit. I think it's a nice thing. It's mutual respect when you break up. If they can show the public that they're working through things, that's a nice thing.
I don't believe it.
No, well, you think about it. A famous celebrity breakup recently was Channing Tatum and his wife.
Like, yeah.
I mean, that was a beautiful thing that they wrote about each other, but don't think his wife is there going, "Oh, maybe I want to come out and say that Magic Mike wasn't the greatest movie ever."
It was terrible, seriously.
But Beth, just so you recently went through a breakup and you got a list on your phone.
Because I recently, ended things with someone after a year and I was furious. Deleted him on Facebook, sent multiple abusive messages, deleted his number.
Is this list, are we allowed to read this out on the radio?
I'm going to read some of the list, okay? The G-rated list, which hilarious, by the way.
So the list that I wrote was reasons why X person is a D word.
Okay. So first one, doesn't have good style.
Ooh. Okay. It's all right. It doesn't get up till 12. We won't be listening right now.
I particularly like this one. Doesn't like my photos, likes his ex's photos.
Ooh, no, because I found his ex on Instagram and then I looked at her photos. He liked like every photo from the last year. And I'm like, excuse me, you can't even like my photos. Have you seen me? And I was like, nah, you're done, mate. You're done.
Wow. Okay.
That's not
moving on. Not even hot. And then the last one, which she's just written, I hope he's not listening, she's written boring.
And that, my friend, is a deal breaker. I'm glad this relationship is no longer. It is Canberra's Tip 104.7. Uses Instacan and now playing. This is 21 Pilots and Stressed Out. I think that's what Beth is right now.
Definitely.
She's freaking out in the studio.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
and things that are happening in our city on the weekend, what's going on in life, and well, we've made it. We're back again next weekend.
Yes, so excited for that. And podcast, obviously.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Ooh, we want to get those hits, guys. we're going to get out there and enjoy a little bit of sunshine. We've got some blue sky that I can see through our little studios here at our Bellenden Street. What are you getting up to, Jason?
So later this afternoon, I am emceeing an event. It's Hartley's High Tea and Fashion Parade at the Albert Hall. And for those who don't know, Hartley provides services for people with physical and complex disabilities for over 50 years in Canberra.
It is a fantastic one to get behind. So if you're looking for something to do the Savo, definitely get on down and support this amazing course.
Come on,
I will be going down there. I'm super excited because there's nothing I prefer more than a Sunday sesh. I've had to behave myself this weekend, which we all know is difficult for me. But tomorrow I have the day off work. So
you're lucky thing.
Lucky.
Well, I'm sitting here in my pajamas because we did crown it Pajama Sunday, and
the best by the way.
You look so comfy. Can I say?
They're Peter Alexander. They've got happy little Vegemite and Vegemite jars all over it. They're pink, and it's obvious that they
so
are pajamas.
Cute.
I'm about to meet up with my brother and sister-in-law and nephew for breakfast at Pulp Fiction in Ainslie. Pulp Kitchen in Ainslie.
Kitchen.
So if you see a girl walking around Ainslie shops in her jammies.
With Vegemite pants.
I'm not doing a walk of shame.
No.
I'm enjoying some breakfast.
Okay, I just need to ask though, what are you going to order for breakfast?
Oh, definitely the poached eggs and avo.
With smashed avo.
Yeah, but if you don't have Vegemite and you're wearing
cheating.
The veg... That's what I mean. You've got to order Vegemite on your toast too.
But that's what they say, young kids spending too much money on smashed avo. I love a good smashed avo.
No wonder why I can't afford a house in Canberra. We will catch you next weekend. Have a beautiful Sunday. Thanks for listening.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.